on the afternoon Tesamid Aleph going to Nun Tesamid Beis. The Gemara tells us that the Mishnah told us earlier that after they finished all the avodas of Yom Kippur, they took all the extra dam and they were shoifichet by the Yesoid, and there was some sort of mechanism, and a ma'orvin ba'omah v'yoitzin, it says in the Mishnah, and it went out to the Nahal Kidron, right? And then it says in the Mishnah, and then the blood would be some sort of a fertilizer, and it would be sold to farmers, and they would use that dam. As it states in the Mishnah. Now, zog the Gemara, the obvious question. Kachim has a din of mi'ilah, which you're not allowed to have an off from it. So what are you going to say? That over here, there was some sort of din that through buying it, these ganonim, v'nimkarim, it says in the Mishnah, to these farmers, that was a pidyon. But usually on regular kachim, you can't be poida to take off mi'ilah. So the Gemara is going to say this. The bottom line of the Gemara. Tonu rabbonon. Moyalin bidomim. Now here, domim does not mean money. Domim means the blood. Now, I just have to first explain it because it always mixes me up. So therefore, I'll explain it. Moyalin means you're allowed to moyalin bidomim, that you're allowed to do it, and
is this different than the machlokas and psalchim and Rabbi Yosef Lili, whereas mamon ba'alim?
No! Here we're talking about it was a regular carbon, but it's a regular carbon kodesh kadoshi. Moyalin bidomim divrei Reb Meir. V'Reb Shimon v'Chacham Moimrim ein moyalin bohem. Right. So therefore, Reb Meir holds there is me'ilah. Moyalin is a tricky word. If you would read the regular word moyalim, you would think you're allowed to, and ein moyalin, you're not allowed to. Moyalin means you're over me'ilah, and ein moyalim means you're not over me'ilah. Right? Is that how they define it there? In the press. Moyalin bidomim. You can commit me'ilah with domim. The man domar ein moyalim is you cannot commit with domim. Zog the Gemara out kan loy pligi. Even the man domar who holds moyalin, that you are over me'ilah, elo mimi derabonon, avo midoy raiso, ein moyalin. Now, so Toisvis, the top Toisvis, explains us. Where does the Gemara derive that chiddush from? Zog the Gemara, the imi dioy raiso, lo yotsu midei me'ilah. If midoy raiso, it would still be me'ilah. Heich nimkorim liganonim lizavel, because there would not be this din. Elo midrabonon. So Rashi says there's a, I don't know why Rashi has to, muchazuch, Rashi has to note, so you hear Tosis, Tosis just saying, because there wouldn't be a pidyon. Maybe if it would be daraisa, you wouldn't be able to sell it and have a pidyon to take it out of me'ilah. But now that it's the Rabbanon, we could have that leniency. That's Tosfos saying, what's the pshat in the Gemara? Rashi is bothered by, what is the nafka mean if it's the Rabbanon or the Raisa? Well, Tosfos just said the nafka mean. Could you be pointed? I don't know why Rashi doesn't say that. So Rashi, the first Rashi, there's a nafka mean, linyan oisof is chomish. When there's me'ilah midaraisa, the moil is has to pay back Karen and Chaimish. Masha'en came over here where it's Drabonon, you don't have to add a Chaimish. Right?
It's the Karen.
Right. Now, there's also another, I don't know why Rashi doesn't say it here. Well, when you over me'ila midoraisa, you bring a carbon me'ila. Well, you can't bring for the Rabbanan the me'ila a carbon. It would be chulin ba'azora. So that would be a very simple and straightforward, right? As you say in the Gemara, Hatkan loy pligi, as you say in the Gemara. So we're going to see, we're going to see now in the Gemara. I would have said a simple, we're going to see it in the Gemara, but I'm going to preempt the Gemara. We know there's a klal by Me'ila, kiven shenasas mitzvosai, yaitz midei Me'ila. That means when there's kachim that's poised to be able to do something, that's Me'ila. But kachim that's not poised, you know, kachim,
right.
That's not,
it hasn't yet done.
That hasn't done. Then there's me'ila. By the dam, once you poured it down to go out, everything was done. It's already finished. So maybe that's why it's midaraisa, so there's no din. So that's in the achronim, the tzlach, which are b'kiveg. So the Gemara. But the Gemara doesn't seem to say that. In the beginning of the Torah, in Parshas Vayikra, in the beginning of the Karbanis, the Torah of the Karbanis, the Torah says, you're not allowed, it's not the beginning of the Torah, it's later on, and I think it's in Parshas Kedoshim, or in Achrei Mois, that you're not allowed to eat nam. Why are you not allowed to eat nam? Why is there such a serious the halach of nam? Well, the Torah tells us one of the reasons. One has to do with the goyim, with Avodah Zarah. The other thing has to do with ki nefesh habosar badamu, he vani nesatav lochem al hamizbeach lechaper al nafshei seichem ki adam hu benefesh yechaper. Since in the Beis Hamikdash the dam was such an integral part of the avodah, simve meilo bol gedav zayin that the dam is therefore has to be unique and exclusive for the Beis HaMikdash. So the Pasuk says, V'ani nosativ lochem al ha-mizbeach lechaper al nafshisecham. Omar Ula. The Torah uses a word, V'ani nosativ lochem. What's the lochem? It's a very interesting verbiage of the Pasuk. Ani nosativ lochem. What's lochem? It's going on the Karbonos. So let's look up the Ivritaych of the Pasuk. Right? It's Ani Nesatev Lochem. Perik Yud Zayin Pasuk Aleph. No? Did I say it right? Maybe it's not Perik Yud Zayin. Vayikra Yud Aleph. Yud Zayin Yud Aleph. So Yud Zayin Yud Aleph, the Torah tells us. If the Torah tells us like this, let me just read the words of the Pasuk. Pasuk Yud. Pasuk Yud is Ish ish mi beis som and agea go b'sech ma sheyechol kol dom v'nosati v'ponai b'nefesh echaz dom v'ichrati oisu mikarav amo, like a very strict kares in the Torah. So the Torah, why? Ki. Nefesh habosar badami Vani nesativ lochem alam zbeich lechaper ki adam u benefesh, because the life is in the blood, and I gave it to you, ani nesativ lochem to you to be used on the mizbeach. It almost sounds like in the pasuk that it's a shiur, it's like a carve out. The blood is really not given; it's given to you only for this. Every animal for eating from animals is a chiddush. I mean, I'm not like anti-meat. I'm not a vegetarian, but to eat meat of an animal is a chiddush. We see in Parshas Noach it had to be given. It was only given to you the blood of the animal with a shear. But here the Gemara darshins. But it was given to you. I would have learned the pasuk lachem. It was given to you only for this purpose. So k'tereb ya'ula lachem shalachem yehei. It was given to you shalachem. Now, not that you could eat it, but there is a lochem. The carbon part is not lochem. So it was lochem. Yeah. Now, it's not talking about the regular dam. It's talking about the dam of karbonis. Vani nosativ lochem lechaper. Even the dam that was used for karbonis has also a din that's yours. Dvei Reb Shimon tone. They learned it up. Lechaper. Lechaperon nosativ. That dam kochim is only given for lechaper, not to get bit from it. So it's very interesting. How do you read those words of the Gemara? I saw brought down that the Meiri says, "Vani nosativ lochem lechaper." So ein kateger nasa saneger. That means the. It's almost like, I don't know, like somehow the kapora cannot be, here it goes the other way, that we don't usually like to have, let's say, gold to have the shofar, or pora to be the shofar, because ein kategar, nasa saneger. So we don't want the pora to be the power of the shofar, which is blowing for us. However, over here it goes the other way. We don't want to have the blood which is good for you, which will also be giving you me'ila. That's that mandal. For Reb Yechon Amar, Omar Kro, who? Ani nosa, where does it say who? Omar Toyer Ke Adam Hu Benefesh. Who is Bahavioso Yehei? Just like Lifnei HaKapora is Kelachar Kapora. Ma la'achar kapara ein boi mi'ilo. Av lifnei kapara ein boi mi'ilo. So here this Gemara is a very hard Gemara. So Rashi tells us, where do we know? Here it sounds like circular reasoning. We want to know how Gemara started. Why when it goes out to the Yesoid and out to the Oma, and out to the Ganonim, to the Nachal Kidron, and you're allowed to use it. Ah, it is Me'ila. So the Gemara, who? Right? Just like after, when it goes out, it's Mutter. So too, before there's also no Me'ila. What do you mean? That's good for what we want to know. That's exactly what we want to know. Is it good for after or not? So Rashi says, how do we know after it's good? Because Nasa Mitzvosai, once it leaves the Beis Hamikdash and goes out, we already did everything necessary with it. If we did everything necessary with it, so that should be the din, right? So Rashi, and Rashi Lake too. What's the reason Nasa Mitzvosai? Because once it's Nasa Mitzvosai, it's not Kotche Hashem. Others say different reasons why Nasa Mitzvosai.
That would be after
Shvicha. Right. So the Tosi Shonim says a different pshat, Raj different pshat, so once it's the Shvicha, so then of course we know this din. So it's unbelievable, Chiddush din. So now we're going to Nasa Mitzvosai. So that should be the reason L'chadchila. It looks like the others, Manda Omrim, didn't believe in Nasa Mitzvosai. Or why does Tosfos in the beginning, the first line of Tosfos, says, how did we know that the Nachal Kidron is no Me'ila? Because there wouldn't be Pidyon. I would say there wouldn't be Me'ila because it's Nasa Mitzvosai. That seems to be a given. These three Mandamram are only arguing on Dam before it has Nasa Mitzvosai, that there's no Me'ila. Zog the Gemara Ve'ema La'achar Kapara. Kilifnei kapara. Maybe the opposite way. Why are you going a one-way street back? Malifnei kapara, yesh boi mi'ila. Maybe this is an exception to the rule. Avlacha kapara yesh boi mi'ila. That means to say, you're telling me who bahaviyoso yehei. So lechere, it should be who bahaviyoso yehei. So go the other way. If you're telling me there's me'ila before, maybe say there's me'ila before, and it's exeris hakosav, there is no nasa mitzvasa. You're telling me there's a nasa mitzvasa, and it's exeris hakosav. Who? Maybe it wasn't. So the Gemara, no. Ein lecha davar. She nasis mitzvasa. Umay alimbay. There's no such thing. That means it's almost as if the Gemara is telling us there's a swara. Nasim mitzvosoi is not exeris hakosov. That is no me'ila. Nasim mitzvosoi is almost a logic that there's no din of me'ila. So me'ila, that's a given. That's a given. So we can't, that's ironclad. We can't knock it off. Since we can't knock it off, that's why it would be that din. Frek di gemara v'loi. That's not true. You're telling me it's a logic that can't be moved. And it's also, it's impossible. Right. Zog di gemore, Trumas Hadesha. Now what is Trumas Hadesha? They used to have on the Mizbeach a pile of the ashes. Right. And then they would take a little bit off of the ashes each time, put it on the bottom of the Mizbeach. Because it says, Vehedim es Hadeshen, Asher toich alo eish es oilo al hamizbeach, v'somoi eitz al hamizbeach. Then afterwards there was hoitzoas adesha. The Gemara says, v'somoi, put it down. So the Gemara darshans, v'somoi means put it and treat it with respect. So it's osur bahano. So there's me'ila min ha'teira as an exception to the rule, even though it's nasa mitzvasa. So take a look at the bottom Rashi. Zog to Rashi. Okay, zog to Rashi. Diksiv boy, v'samoy eitzalam izbeach, d'toyin gnizo, alme osur bahanoe. I don't know, Rashi says, I'll stone gnizo. Ukivon de bahano osur. So we see Mishum Kedushasai, Mi'ila Nami Isbe. Very interesting the way Rashi finesses that. Right.
Is that a normal klal? Anything
is... I don't know. I don't know what the Rashi... What is Rashi? I thought it's a Gzeres HaKosuv of the Somoi that it has. You leave it there and treat it with respect. And therefore it has it. Rashi's bothered. Why would it have mi'ila? Kiven de bano osa mishum kedushosoi mi'ilo nami isbe. So Tosfos is bothered by Rashi. Where is the Tosfos? Be Tosfos divra maskov hare, it's a long Tosfos. And Tosfos doesn't agree with Rashi. And he brings in the name of the Ritzbah, that the Ritzbah says, La'olam, there is no Me'ila. And all there is Isser Hanoh. But we find that even though it's Nasis Mitzvosai, it's still Usser Bahanoh. So we see that it still retains Dinim. If it still retains Dinim, so over here by Dam, we would say it still has me'ila. Okay, I'm not, we have to see the... Zok to Gemore. So that's the Gemore's cheshbin. So I, lechere, it shouldn't have that din. Right?